Or not. Oh, you hear Pebbles? She's making her rounds. She's talking to me. She wants to go outside. She might jump up here and maybe we'll catch her on camera. I don't know. Well, we won't because I don't have the camera going. But anyway, let's just get into the show. And if I have to, let's see. You know what? I think I'm going to try. Man, if I stop recording, though, then I won't have any recording. When you went to look again, the line of view. When you went to look again, the line of view came back. Yeah. Yeah, I think it has something to do with me. No. Where's the Eagles? Now, did it come on? Yeah, it came on when I had the Eagles on, right? Okay, so let's just watch, because I'll know exactly when it comes on. But why would it do that? Who knows? When, oh, now I'm not even on there. Oh, yeah, I will be. All right, let's just get into the show today. I'll try and... I'll try and keep an eye on the monitor so when it gets too annoying, so many pictures of me on there, I'll transfer it out. But anyway, hey, I wanted to talk about this story real quick. This is kind of crazy for a couple reasons, but there's some things in this story that really bothered me. So Lance Reddick, if you don't know, is kind of a co-star of John Wick. Yeah, he was co-star on John Wick, and there he is. There's a picture of him. So, this is what's really crazy. When I saw this guy's picture, I was like, wait a minute. That guy looks very familiar, and I hate to admit this, but I haven't really seen any John Wick movies. Maybe I saw one, maybe the first one a long time ago, but I don't even remember it. But what I do remember, this guy is the male character in the game called Horizon Zero Dawn. And he's kind of the guy who guides the main character around, keeps leading her on, sort of. But now look at this guy, because he is like a really healthy guy, right? Works out all the time. People around him said he eats like a dietitian is choosing his meals for him. He's very picky about what he eats or what he ate since now he's dead. So I said, there's so much in this story that hits home with me. Not that I was nearly as dedicated to eating right and watching what I ate, eat as Lance Reddick, but so much of the propaganda around his death is being used today in medicine. And I have my own personal example of the craziest thing. On Thursday, this was a few weeks ago, actually, TMZ reported that Reddick died of ischemic heart disease and atherosclerotic coronary artery disease. So here's some problems with the report. The American Heart Association defines ischemic heart disease as heart problems caused by narrow heart arteries, which limits the amount of blood and oxygen that can reach the heart muscle. The health condition can cause a heart attack. Ischemic heart disease, also known as coronary heart disease or coronary artery disease, can be caused by a blood clot or by constriction of blood vessels, according to the National Institute of Health. The NIH notes that ischemic heart disease is most often caused by a buildup of plaque called atherosclerosis. The Mayo Clinic states that atherosclerosis is a specific type of arteriosclerosis caused by the buildup of fats, cholesterol, and other substances in and on artery walls. The buildup of plaque, the medical organization added, This buildup is called plaque, the medical organization added. The plaque can cause arteries to narrow, blocking blood flow. The plaque can also burst, leading to a blood clot. TMZ claimed to have obtained the late actor's death certificate, which said Reddick was cremated. However, Reddick's lawyer has disputed the actor's cause of death cited on the death certificate. I have represented Lance Reddick for many years and continue to represent his wife, Stephanie, attorney James Hornstein told People magazine. The coroner's statement on the death certificate is not a result of an autopsy, as no autopsy was performed on Lance. Hornstein stressed, to my knowledge, no medical examination of Lance during his lifetime ever indicated such conditions. Good point, because that's the same thing that happened to me. I actually have documentation the 2 years prior to my heart attack that my coronary arteries, my abdominal aorta, my heart, my head, my brain, everything was fine. My carotid, all that stuff was fine. Lance was the most physically fit person I've ever known, Hornstein continued. He exercised daily at his home gym, including extensive cardio workout, and the availability of gym facilities was a contractual requirement for his work away from home. He ate as if a dietitian was monitoring his every meal. The information appearing on the death certificate is wholly inconsistent with lifestyle. So I put him in our, died suddenly submission of this show. Because I'm telling you, so many people today are probably getting this same kind of BS. When I had my heart attack last August and I went to the ER, all I heard everybody around me talking about was blood clots in my heart. And I'm not going to go into great detail about all, everything that happened between then and like 2 weeks later when I had a follow-up. But when I went to my follow-up, I went armed with this information about my past medical history for the 2 years prior and all of the proof I had that I did not have, arteriosclerotic plaque in my arteries, that this was some other kind of blockage. Besides, everybody in the ER was talking about blood clots. Well, the two cardiac surgeons who I talked to, man, they kind of just didn't want to talk about it. And they were just like, you get this blockage, it doesn't really matter what it's from. But you know what? Here's the problem. They put me on medications to reduce cholesterol, which I probably don't need because I never had high cholesterol and I didn't have, cholesterol and fat blocking my coronary arteries. But they put you on those drugs anyway. And blood pressure meds, and here's the reason why, is because it's the standard. If you show up with a heart attack, they're just like, oh, yeah, you're a fat pig, and, you haven't taken care of yourself, so you have, plaques in your coronary arteries. But that's not the case. This guy obviously wasn't. And I'm not saying it's not possible for people to die who are perfectly healthy, but Jesus, look at this guy and the people that surround him and talk about his diet and his exercise regimen. And he actually had, contract, to actually say, hey, if you're going to have me on your, if you're going to have me work for you, you have to make sure that I have a gym available. And the guy obviously probably did it. And it's really sad, too, just like a personal connection, not that I know him or anything. But the first video game I started playing when I started playing video games again, which was in the last 5 years. I don't know, four, three. I don't know how many years I've been playing. But I used to play them a long time ago. And then I decided to start playing again a few years ago, and he was in the first video game I started playing. So, I had a connection with this, and then, and also kind of shocked, like, no way this guy died at age 40-something, with his kind of health regimen. But anyway, I just wanted to point it out. And for anybody who knows that guy, what a great loss too. You know, because just think about that. The guy was, you know, a great actor. I think he does some kind of commercials too. I think I've seen him in some commercials, but I'm not 100% sure. Oh, okay. I was looking to see if I'm doubling on there. So anyway, yeah, it does kind of suck. The next thing I wanted to talk about, this is kind of crazy. I don't know. I guess it's probably because I just think, I don't want to do that again. No, I don't want to do that again. I closed it. What a dork. Oh my God, I'm an idiot. That's okay. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to watch myself in chat. I'm not going to chat in the chat room. Anybody who's watching the video, go in there and chat in the chat room. It's awesome. That's exactly right. The point is, he probably got the jab, and that's probably what killed him. Absolutely. But, you know, we hide this stuff from everybody, or, you know, the mainstream media sure doesn't talk about it. I mean, I don't watch Hollywood news anyway, but I kind of keep my eye on stuff that's interesting to me, like this guy's death. And I'm just surprised that, you know, we cover it up so much, it's horrible. Anyway, I wanted to go on to this, and here's the reason why I want to talk about this. It says, avian flu kills 3 California condors in northern Arizona. For one, it kind of makes me laugh, because there's not very many California condors left in the world, but it's come back from damn near extinction. Why did that come up? Don't hassle us. We want to watch. Okay. So the population of California condors in the entire world, as far as we know, it was 334 in 2021 and 347 in 2022. So basically about 1% of those condors have died now to avian flu. I don't know why I think it's funny. Like, if you love California condors, okay. Sorry that I'm laughing, but I guess what I think is funny is if you look around for the comparison between the return of turkeys to North America and the return of California condors in North America, you see a drastic difference in how the populations increased. Like, turkeys in the United States have exploded in population because the care and kind of promotion of wild turkeys was taken on by the hunting associations. Now, people talk about hunting all the time, like, you know, hunters, they'll just kill everything. And there are some bad hunters out there. I mean, you can see that every day on TV if you watch certain shows, and they just show people who are poachers and who mistreat, you know, game animals and don't abide by the laws and all that stuff. But mostly hunters, if you think about it, hunters want to continue to hunt. So they want to continue to have game. And they actually want to continue to have big, healthy, you know, herds or flocks of game, because that's what will promote more hunting. It'll provide more meat for the table. The higher the populations are, the more tags they give out. They give everybody kind of a chance to, you know, help participate in, you know, managing this game population. On the other hand, California condors were taken over by the environmentalists. Now, they've had decades to bring this population of California condors back to, you know, some stable number. I don't think 334 is a stable number, especially if you kill 1% of them in like a month because of avian flu. But, you know, that's the point, you know, and I always go back to this argument I have that, you know, not everything really should be saved. There's some things that we shouldn't spend and waste a lot of money on trying to maintain them in an environment that no longer supports them, or they can no longer survive in. They didn't adapt to. And I guess, I don't know, maybe people hunted California condors into existence. I got a feeling, I don't know, I didn't do a whole lot of research on the topic, but I have a feeling that they just, people shot them for no reason whatsoever. I mean, do you see this critter? It actually isn't a nice looking bird at all. Look at that thing. They're kind of ugly in a way. I mean, they're kind of, I think they're kind of a vulture, right? But they don't even have like a pretty color on their face. Here I am bad mouthing California condors. I'm body shaming California condors. Hang on. Hey, and I was going to, I just want to make a little comment here. Yeah, there probably is a problem there may be a problem with audio or video or everything, because I don't know how my system does this on what little internet pipe I have coming into this house. Honest to God, you guys would not believe. I don't have one gigabyte. I don't have gigabyte internet here. I have, you know, tens of megabytes of internet here. So if I'm getting video out and voice out, and listen, so I'm sending it out on the stream to Real Liberty Media. I'm sending it out to the stream on Rumble. The video's going out on Rumble. All of that stuff is running right here on my little system, which I think is pretty awesome. But still, it all has to go out the pipe to the, you know, World Wide Web. And this is a test. We'll see how it goes. But anyway, yeah, the California condor. So, you know, and plus bird flu, man. I just don't know. I seriously, I'm not a fan. I don't think it's real enough. I'm having a little tonic water here, you know, to kill that spike protein. Keep the spike protein dead. That's my goal. All right, what next? Oh yeah, so I did want to talk about this a little bit. For some random reason, I woke up this morning. Hey, let's put the Eagles back on, huh? Where were they? Yeah, let's put these guys back on. Yeah, for some random reason, I woke up at 2:30 this morning. Like, you know, it's one of those things. When you get to be 65 years old or whatever, you know, or whatever age, sometimes you just wake up for no reason whatsoever. It's just like, oh, you know, time to wake up for a minute. Sometimes to go to the bathroom. Sometimes you just can't sleep the way you are or whatever. Well, I woke up at like 2:34. It was exactly 2:34. And there is literally a blizzard going on around my house. And I'm not kidding. The wind was blowing. There were gigantic flakes. I could barely even see the tree in my backyard, which is only like 15 feet away from the house, 20 feet at the most. And it was just this thick, heavy snow blowing like crazy. And this is Oregon, for crying out loud. And it's April, for crying out loud. And it just kept after it until, I don't know, I went back to sleep till about 6, and I got up at 6, and it was still snowing, and it snowed a couple times during the day, but it did warm up enough that it started melting right about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. It started melting like crazy, and it was all gone. But it had to have been an inch and a half, 2 inches of snow, you know, which I know is nothing compared to large swaths of the country right now. But for Oregon, man, in April, for Western Oregon in April, in the valleys here, that is a crazy amount. Although yesterday was the 1 year anniversary when we had the most snow that we ever had in April in Oregon. And by the way, March in Oregon this year was the coldest on record. Now, how does that happen and fit into the whole global warming or man-made climate change agenda? It really isn't helping my plan to grow and sell pineapples from right here in Oregon. I mean, that's really what, that's my goal here before I leave this earth, is to, for the globe to have warmed up enough that I can grow some pineapples right here in Oregon. I love pineapples. You know what's kind of funny? I don't know if you guys did this when you were young or whatever, but like, there were two things that I really wanted to be able to afford when I got older. And one of them was pineapple, and the other was cashews. So I almost always have pineapple and cashews available. Now, I don't know if those things are expensive to anybody else, but to me, growing up, it was, you know, it was one of those things. It was just like, it was too expensive for us and our family, so I didn't get them. But I really loved them, you know, and I guess somewhere in my planning of life, I was like, I just want to make enough money to be able to afford whatever it is that I want to eat. That's it. I just want to be able to go and buy cashews and to buy pineapple whenever I want it, and I pretty much always want it and always have it. Love pineapple. So what's next? Cold water. Oh my God, this is hilarious, you guys. I'm not kidding. Yeah, love cashews, man. They are delicious. Man, you know why cashews are so expensive? Have you ever seen how they grow? I better can some stuff here. Big news. Washington state lawmaker files bill to fund cold water shock warning signs. Now, I'm probably going to get to this a little bit later too, but you know, so, and this is a horrible story. So this young man that you can see in this picture here, right there, he died because he jumped into really cold water in a place where teenagers from high schools locally around Portland or wherever in Washington go, you know, on their summer break or in the summertime or on the weekends or whenever it's hot, they go, you know, swimming. So it was springtime and it was hot, and so kids went swimming, and this guy jumped in the water, and yeah, when water's really cold, it can make you suck in a breath when you're underwater, and it's not air, it's water. And if you're pretty lean and you suck that water in your lungs, well, now you don't have any air to help you float, and if you don't have any fat to help you float, you don't come up. So now we're going to put signs next to rivers and swimming holes that say, you know, that say that the water is cold. And this is just like the craziest thing to me. I think to myself, who in the hell, how do you get to be old enough to go swimming with your teenage friends and not know that water in the springtime is cold? I mean, you've got to know that. Like, any normal person would know that, right? Yeah, I'm sorry about the audio skipping. I'm not sure I can do something about it, but I will figure it out. Maybe it's a resolution or a bit rate or something that I need to change in my settings for the future. This is 3,000 kilobits per second, so maybe I need to limit that. And 30 frames per second, that's not too bad. I mean, I can slow it down. It's not like I'm doing cartwheels up here or anything. So maybe I'll make some of those adjustments, you know, down the road. Dropped frames, I have 6,528, 10%. Well, that's a lot. Yeah, that's not good. Well, we'll work on those settings. I mean, this is the first time I've ever done live video, so I'm surprised it's even working at all. I figured I'd have to stop it right off the bat. But anyway, So yeah, we're gonna put, you know, signs up, because you know how signs prevent everything, like school zone, you know, no guns permitted, gun free zone, drug free zone. Yeah, that has stopped, you know, those kind of crimes from happening in the past. And I'm sure that that's all we need to do is, you know, just put up some signs to say the water is cold. But while we're at it, we might as well just put a sign next to it that says, hey, this water is wet, you know, because I don't know, if you don't know that the water isn't cold, you probably may possibly not know that it's wet also. So we will see. And I feel horrible for, I do. These kind of things, this is what drives me crazy about this kind of a story. And the reason why I think I do a podcast is because you're not supposed to say that this kid shouldn't have died because he shouldn't have gone into freezing cold water. Because he's dead, nobody wants to hurt anybody's feelings and say, hey, look, you got to be smart enough to actually have some self-preservation values, right? Like, if you're going to go do the polar plunge, you might want to kind of think about it, maybe ask some people about the things you need to prepare for when you... before you do something like this. And I'll be honest with you, I literally did something this stupid a long time ago. I lived in Pensacola, Florida, and it got really cold. Wait, no, it wasn't. It was in New Berlin, Pennsylvania. We had a house there and we had a pool, an in-ground pool, a really nice pool. You know, the house was decent, but the pool was really pretty nice pool, nice big pool. Anyway, it got cold. Wait, maybe it was, it doesn't matter. Wherever it was, it got really cold. Like, you know, snow surrounding the pool, cold. And it was in November, and I was like, hey, you know what? I want to jump in there and see just how cold that water is. I mean, I could feel it, but I just wanted to see, like, how bad it was to jump in. So I dove across the pool so I would be in and out as quick as possible. And here's the crazy thing. It did take my breath away when I hit the water, but I was smart enough not to inhale and not to exhale, or maybe I probably kind of exhaled to make sure I didn't suck any air in. But I got out of there so fast. Luckily, it was just long enough that as I hit the water, I pretty much was on the other side and, you know, just jumped out of the pool. And so the water was 44 degrees. That's how cold it was. I was in really good shape then. I wasn't really afraid of my heart stopping then, like I probably would be now. But, yeah, it was stupid. That was definitely stupid. What's next? One expert scientist research. Let's see what this guy has to say. Japanese scientist warns COVID vaccine harms are now a global problem. Yeah, no kidding, right? Not like we all don't know this anyway, but I'm not kidding. I'm not even going into all of the stories that are coming out, because they are literally constantly finding, you know, that these vaccines are causing, you know, strokes, heart attacks, other injuries. More and more people are coming out saying that, you know, if they'd have known that this jab would harm them that much, that they wouldn't have taken it. So that kind of sucks. But here, this one, as early as March of last year, which is, you know, 1 year ago, 13 months, data from the U.S. Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS, revealed that deaths caused by Wuhan coronavirus vaccines have surpassed those caused by all other vaccines in the past 30 years. So in just the last 2 years, we've killed more people with this vaccine than other vaccines have killed in 30 years. Bears also recorded a total of 26,059 deaths caused by COVID-19 vaccines in the first 15 months of the rollout, nearly three times the 9,066 people killed by non-COVID vaccines in the previous 30 years. COVID-19 vaccines also caused permanent disabilities in 48,342 people in just 15 months, more than double the 20,096 people who suffered permanent disabilities after being injected with non-COVID vaccines in the past three decades. Do you see how horribly managed this vaccine jab, the COVID swindle jab, has been managed, that we didn't take time to make sure it was safe or even give it some credibility as being safe? And they're still pushing this thing. That's the craziest thing. They are still pushing it. Anyway, Mike concluded by saying vaccinated people are like a ticking time bomb. And you know what? It's funny, but more and more people are coming into my office now and telling me that, yeah, I had both jabs, I had all the boosters, and I still got COVID. And then they're like, you know, it was pretty mild. It was just like a cold. Yeah, exactly. Would have been with or without the jab. Probably, you probably would have had the same course. I don't care what those experts say. I totally believe you are going to have the same course of action with that disease, whether you had the jab or not. So here, check this out. Seven CDC officers became sick while visiting train wreck site in East Palestine. And you might be thinking, oh, they showed up, you know, right away and they were kind of evaluating the site. No, this is weeks later. This is like a month after the derailment happened. Reports that, I got to get a drink, hang on. Oh man, I can't wait. As soon as this show is over with, I'm having some curry, the Crystal Made. It's always so dang good. Oh, I have another little maybe announcement. Let's see. Reports that several investigators with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention became ill earlier this month when they visited East Palestine, Ohio, offered the latest evidence on March 31st that the air and water in the town are less safe than state officials and rail company Norfolk Southern have claimed following the company's train derailment. So, oh, I probably have. I thank you. That's very nice of you. As CNN reported, seven physicians and officers from CDC's Epidemic Intelligence Service traveled to East Palestine in early March, a month after a train carrying toxic chemicals, including vinyl chloride, derailed there. The team reported developing symptoms, including headaches, sore throats, coughing, nausea, and they were conducting their door-to-door assessment of public health risk. Oh, my God. Yeah. You know, and I'm hopefully going to get to this in just a minute, because I've been thinking about, you know, the war on the American people. And Michelle Tafoya. I wasn't going to talk about her. I should, but I'm not going to. I want to kind of get to this next. I do want to finish what I was thinking. What was I thinking? Oh, the war on the American people. So if you think about the accidental train derailments, if you think about the accidental plant fires, food processing plant fires or accidents that have destroyed things. Rochelle was telling me about there was another biggest toxic fire in God, I don't know where. It's almost hard to keep up with them, honestly. It's like these stories come every single day. There's something else that's, you know, cutting off some kind of food supply or water supply. Oh God, I gotta keep on course here, but maybe I don't. Let me see where this story is. I'm telling you, this really drove me crazy. Yeah, check this out. Wait, No, I did it the wrong way. Yeah, if you don't think there's a war on Americans, man, you need to wake up and pay attention. Check this out. This is crazy. The Biden administration proposes reducing water supply from Colorado River Basin amid drought. This is going to affect 40 million people. They want to just cut off the water to 40 million people. And you know what? This made me start thinking, okay, it's not like, even during the plandemic, the COVID swindle, it's not like they said, okay, here's the Republicans over here. Let's give them the vaccine and let's make them stay indoors and wear a face mask and social distance and let's close their businesses and we'll let the Democrats go or the liberals or whatever you want to say. The war is against every single American in this country. All of us. They don't care. The only thing, they do these things and then let us fight amongst ourselves because they know we are that stupid that we're just going to blame the other side, you know, instead of uniting with the other side and going, look, we need to have a free country. That's what we need. We need to get rid of these a-holes and start fresh and then go back to having our little discussions and arguments and whatever. But Jesus, you know, they're literally talking about restricting water flow to 40 million Americans. You know, if they cut off beef, which they're also trying to do, that's okay. We'll find something else to eat. If they kill all the chickens with their bird flu, that's okay. We'll find some other meat, rabbits to eat, you know, guinea hens, whatever. Oh, yeah, but they don't want us eating meat, period. Okay, so we'll eat crickets or whatever, but we'll still eat and survive. You cut off water, there's not like another choice. You know, you... Especially if you live in some of these areas. If there's no water, there's no water. None. It's not like they're going to pipe it in or bring it in on... Yeah, the Indiana plastics fire. That's exactly it. You're not going to survive without water. What do you survive, 3 days without water? You know, most of us could live 30, 40, 50 days without food. Some of y'all could live probably 3 or 4, 5, 6 months. Well, you know, not the people watch and listen to my show, but others. This is just the dumbest damn thing. And you know, here is what's really crazy about that. Is that these officials that were elected by people are literally talking about taking those people's water away. Like, what gives the government, what makes those people think for 1 second that they can take your water away? Because you won't do a damn thing about it. God, no kidding. Why don't they just nuke us and get it over with quick, right? Hang on. I don't know. But I think limiting the water is going to be pretty damn close, a pretty damn close second. Recognizing the severity of the worsening drought, the Biden-Harris administration is bringing every tool, yeah, I'll bet, and every resource to bear through the president's Investing in America agenda to protect the stability and sustainability of the Colorado River system now and into the future. But why? I mean, if there's going to be no people around to enjoy it, I guess they're going to leave it for wildlife, which I guess that's fine. I don't know. where did I want to go from here? Because I skipped a story that I thought was, oh yeah. So, and how about this? You know, kind of along the same lines. FBI undercover agent developed plan to spy on Catholics. Now, here's the thing about this story. It wasn't just a plan to spy on Catholics. Here's what they found. The chair of the House Judiciary Committee has subpoenaed the FBI director, Christopher Wray, or Wray, W-R-A-Y, for all records relating to a leaked internal memo that proposed developing sources, like developing people inside traditional Catholic parishes to inform on potential violent extremists in such houses of worship, based on the limited information produced by the FBI to the committee. We now know that the FBI relied on at least one undercover agent to produce its analysis, and that the FBI proposed that its agents engage in outreach to Catholic parishes to develop sources among the clergy and church leadership to inform on Americans practicing their faith, Jordan wrote to Wray. This shocking information reinforces our need for all responsive documents, and the committee is issuing a subpoena to you to compel your full cooperation. Now, I want to ask you all something. Like, ever in your entire life, no matter how old or young you are, did you ever think, like, oh yeah, those Catholics are housing some violent extremist. I swear to God, I never have. Matter of fact, my opinion of Catholics is pretty poor, to be honest with you, because I can't imagine, yeah, forgive me, I can't imagine how Catholics could go from what they believed in 50 years ago to being like, yeah, it's okay to kill babies, and yeah, transgender's good, and being gay, all that stuff, it's all good. It's all good. We just need more members in our church. But violent extremist? Seriously? I don't know, man. I've never known one. I was actually kind of shocked. To see that, like, Mormons are kind of like non... They're like non... I don't think they really believe in war or something. You know what I mean? So, and I don't know why I would have thought they would. That's kind of funny. What kind of a assumption is that? Hang on, I have to take a break for just a sec. Gee, many Christmas. Yeah. Those damn violent extremists in the Catholic Church. I knew that's where they were hiding. All this time, I knew that's where they were hiding. God, this story drove me crazy, too. Let's see here. Here we go. Got to go back here and back this up. So, I didn't even know this was a thing, but I think we all need to pay attention to it. I'm not going anywhere. Stop bothering me. The Capital Press, it's a little local newspaper. Well, it's not local. It's regional, like Oregon, Idaho, Washington, and it's the ag paper, right? I didn't even know this was a thing, although I should have known. So, it says, Oregon petroleum diesel phase out stalls in the legislature. A proposed phase-out of petroleum diesel has again stalled in the Oregon legislature as lawmakers have instead opted to examine the idea's feasibility. The prohibition against petroleum diesel sales would have begun in the Portland metropolitan area in 2026 expanded to Western Oregon in 2028, and applied statewide in 2030 under Senate Bill 803. Now you know why so much of Oregon has kind of got on to the greater Idaho idea, like they all want to secede from Oregon and join Idaho. The bill would have required motor vehicles to use renewable diesel, a cleaner burning fuel made from oils and fats, if supplies and prices were determined to be adequate. Uncertainty about the practicality of this approach, really, somebody actually kind of figured that out before it was too late, dissuaded the Senate Energy and Environment Committee from pulling the trigger on a phase-out, though members also worried about the consequences of inaction, you know, because they're, you know, they believe that the world is going to come to an end because of fossil fuel. Oh, what, which one is this? Oh, yeah, I already did that. Okay, moving on. Oh, my God, my stupid phone just said something. I hate it when that happens. All right. Check this out. So not only, let me just figure this out. The guy in the Viking hat thingy. Oh, yeah. right. Exactly. The shaman. The QAnon shaman. How about that guy? Yes, exactly. They're going to come and take the... You won't be able to put... You'll have to save every single drop of cooking oil and fat that you render from meat and whatever else. I screwed something up here. What am I doing? Yeah, doctors in Kentucky and California received millions in bonus payments for vaccinating Medicaid patients against COVID. The federal government and insurers incentivized healthcare providers in Kentucky and California, why those two states, I have no idea, to vaccinate, I mean California, obviously I do, to vaccinate Medicaid patients against COVID-19 by offering bonuses based on the percentage of patients successfully vaccinated. Well, I guess that would be zero. Successfully vaccinated. Oh, you might have stuck them and you might have injected them with something, but you know, to call this jab successful, yeah, I think they need to be paying some of that money back. This is truly sickening, and I am embarrassed for my profession by this, said Dr. Merrill Nass, an internist and biological warfare epidemiologist, wrote on her Substack, where she posted several documents relating to the COVID-19 vaccine provider incentive programs. So American taxpayers paid the drug companies for their awesome and completely worthless vax, and paid doctors, and I am sure others, to vaccinate people. Such a clear case of government out of control and thirsty for the blood and deaths of Americans. Just imagine that now. I don't know about Kentucky, man. I thought Kentucky was kind of, you know, kind of Republican, kind of free-loving people. You know Californians aren't, so it makes perfect sense to me. Wow, congrats, Moose Girl. Hope it works out for you. Yeah, just to kill a ton of Americans, really. It was like, okay, we're going to, you know, California's got a lot of retired people, retirement homes, retirement, you know, neighborhoods and communities. And we're just going to pay doctors to give them this vax because we know what it can cause. We know it can cause heart attacks. We know it can cause blood clots. We know it can cause, you know, other issues. And not only that, but you'll still get COVID. And as long as we can get you in the hospital where we can put you on a ventilator and withhold food and water from you and, you know, not put you on steroids and not give you ivermectin, but use our new fancy, worthless frickin' resveratrol, or what was that other drug, Paxlovid, Oh, holy hell, time flies. Jesus, I had no idea. I'm glad somebody brought that to me to my attention. Yeah, man, right? Rand Paul, senator in Kentucky. What the hell? Why would they do that? I don't know. I really don't know. Hey, I have a bajillion more things to say here, so we're just going to keep going. I'm kidding. We're gonna slowly bring this train to a halt here so we don't derail and kill a bunch of people. Let's go back to the eagle for a minute. It's sleeping up here in a tree somewhere. I saw its little eyeballs somewhere. I don't see it now. It's probably sleeping with its eyes closed. That's probably the thing. Hey, listen. Y'all have been great. Thanks for putting up with me. I'll make some adjustments in the bit rate or, I don't know, frame rate or whatever, and we'll see if we can get a little smoother video going. But thank you so much for joining me tonight. Look for me Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern with the Homestead Show, and Hal Anthony, 3 p.m. Eastern with Behind the Woodshed, Hal Anthony on Sunday. That'd be great. Thanks, you guys. See you later.